KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Coctus says two suspects linked to the murder of a councillor in Sundumbili were wanted for another killing. Police snapped the pair during a stop-and-search operation in the North Coast township. Pendukani Mabido, who served his Ward 18 community for years, was gunned down and his sister wounded at his home in Kwasitebe on Tuesday. Authorities believe the gunmen disguised themselves as community members appealing for assistance. KZN Coctus and Zelwa Mzilas welcome the arrest.
The police have also reported that the two suspects have been positively linked with the murder of an Induna who was shot and killed in Sundumbili on the 25th of January this year. MEC Buthelezi has commended the police for their dedication and urged residents to continue to cooperate with law enforcement.
Detectives are meanwhile searching for two robbers wanted for murder and attempted murder charges after a home invasion in Chatsworth, south of Durban. A 42-year-old man was killed. Another man in his 50s was wounded at the Silver Glen Road property yesterday. Yes, Provincial Police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda.
It is reported that in the early hours of the morning, the family was sleeping when they heard the bedroom door open and was awakened by two armed men who were wearing masks. The suspects reportedly assaulted and robbed the two victims of their cell phones, jewelry, and other electronic appliances before moving them into a separate room where they shot them.
There's been strong political reaction to the State of the Nation address. Bold One South Africa leader Musi Maimane says he's surprised by President Cyril Ramaphosa's new promises, given the government's failure to deliver on past commitments.
We need to be bolder as a country. We need to go for 5%, not 3%. We need to make sure that instead of passing our kids at 30%, we need to pass them at 50%. We needed to be much more aggressive at saying we're going to cut the cabinet and we're going to spend that money in capacitating police.
Speaking in Cape Town last night, the president announced a review of the funding model for municipalities, many of which he says are edging closer to complete collapse. He says many of the challenges stem from the design of the local government system.
We will therefore undertake extensive consultation to develop an updated white paper on local government to outline a modern and fit-for-purpose local government system. Many of our municipalities truly do not have a viable and sustainable revenue base.
Parties in the Government of National Unity say the SONA was a practical and clear statement to the nation. In international news, a state of emergency has been declared on the Greek island of Santorini. Several more earthquakes have struck waters around the tourist hotspot. Thousands have been recorded since Sunday. More than 10,000 residents and workers have been forced to flee their homes. Durban and Richards Bay, 27 today. Maritzburg, 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, United, they face Leicester tonight in the FA Cup. We also have two PSL matches on the menu, one happening in KZN and the other one is happening in Cape Town. And if you missed it earlier, the Sunrisers Eastern Cape through to the third Betway SA20 final.